God never asks for what you don't have. He asks for what you have. All right? To Moses, who was stammering and stuttering, and he was shepherding the flock at the backside of the mountain, Mount Sinai. And God, he saw the burning bush, and God spoke to him for the first time. He fell down and he was trembling. And then he said, I can't speak. I stammer. I'm not eloquent. Then God says, what is that in your hand? God never asks you for what you don't have. To you, you despise little things that you have. My house only have, you know, only. God says, what do you have? What is that in your hand? A rod. Listen, with that rod, he fed and led 3 million people for 40 years in the wilderness. Because when God takes what you give him, even the little things, God puts his spirit and his power on it. A woman whose husband had passed on, and the husband owed a lot of money, and the creditors are coming to claim her sons as slaves because the husband did not pay for it. All right, the Alongs, the money lenders, they're coming. Okay? And then Elisha came in, another miracle of Elisha, a miracle of grace. And Elisha says to her, what? What do you say? What do you have in the house? Isn't it obvious they are now in abject poverty? They have nothing. And we always say, I have nothing, and yet there's something. I was tempted to go down. I was reminded not to go down. The pastor, you become shorter. No, they are concerned that I fall off, you see. They do not know sometimes one day it will happen. I just walk there and I walk back again. That may happen. All right? Because I always have problems walking, right? But that's my weakness. In my weakness, his strength is made perfect. Amen? Yeah, it's not because you are something else. Okay, back to this again. Don't distract me. I say last moment, right? It's your fault. Okay, listen. He asks, what do you have in your house? And she says, I only have a small flask of oil. Okay, go borrow empty jars. Go borrow empty vessels. Empty vessels. Right? Not hard to find. Okay, never mind. You get the joke. Find empty vessels that make a lot of noise. Okay, go find the empty vessel. All right, bring them into. Okay, now start pouring. Now again, calling those things that are not. You don't pour a little small flask of oil. But when she start pouring, the more she poured, more Jesus plucked and pieces of bread to give to his disciples, the more was given. And he kept on giving until the people says, enough! And after that, 12 baskets full left over. Amen. And after that, Elisha asks, bring me one more jar, one more empty vessel. And the son says, no more, we collected only this one. And the oil stopped. The oil didn't stop because not enough supply from heaven. The oil stopped because they limited him. They limited the supply. The limitation is always our side. God's side has no limit. Like the Bible says, they limited the Holy One of Israel. And yet, Elisha says, sell all these empty vessels now full of oil. Pay off your debt. And listen, not just pay off your debt, leave off the rest. 120%. You see that? This woman that we read about, restore to her all that's hers and her land and every proceed, every benefit, every profit from the day she left until now. 7 years. Are you with me so far? He never asks you for what you don't have. It's always, what do you have? This is just a small, you know? That shows we despise small things. We don't realize how God can use. Like I told God last time, he says, I'm going to use you to speak to many. He says, I said to the Lord, I pitied him. No? I felt for the Lord. He said, Lord, I'm a stutterer. I'm a stammerer. And the Lord says, I'm going to use that. So Lord, I surrender this to you. You can use this. I surrender to you. That's why I always know, I always remember there is a Jacob's tie about me in this area. I know what I was. Amen? And doesn't mean that today I depend upon my ability or whatever. I dare not. Before I come up to preach, I always ask the Lord, right? give me that rhema word. It's got to be a rhema word. I pray for all of you. Amen. Even like praying in the flow of the Spirit and all that, I do not know until the last moment. Okay? I do not know. Sometimes He will leave me like that to depend on Him. Because sometimes my preparation is my strength. He doesn't want me always to. So sometimes God does things like this. I hope you understand a bit of the ways of God. It's not that like the ways of men. And I pray that this will give the assurance that whatever you have lost in this Kairos year of the right time and the right place is all coming back. Amen. And not just coming back, what you have lost in a repaired way, like the way men would do it, but in God's way. Amen. Worthy of His glory, worthy of His omnipotence. Amen. Amen. When God does it, it's not like men. Amen. It's going to be great. Hallelujah. But don't expect the manner of men, all right? Expect sometimes it may come from places you least expect. You're going for a trip. You're going for a meeting. Along the way, you bump into someone. So happens that woman came when King was saying, Gehazi, tell me more, tell me more. Tell me what Elisha did. And this part, he must have told the king a lot of stories about Elisha. But this part is about raising the son. This is a woman! And that will happen to you. Amen. And that's why when these things happen, the reason we have a theme of the year, God gives a theme of the year, beginning of the year, so that when it happens, you know it's God. Without the theme of the year, you might not just say, oh yeah, just I'm lucky. Yeah? That's the worst thing you can say. Okay? Lucky. Friend, He's got your back. He'll provide for you. I didn't even show you Romans 5, the one that you all know. It says in verse 17, there are five much more, right? It says what? For if by one man's sin, offense, Adam's sin, right? People die, death reign, right? It goes on to say, much more, those, all of you, who receive what? Abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will what? Reign in life. That's the much more. That's not being preached. We are just happy to be saved, happy to be reconciled. Instead of saying the much more, we shall be saved from wrath. Future. Amen. Having the assurance. And for the lack of that, people are suffering depression and fear and all kinds of, you know, all kinds of crazy doctrines come out of that. Amen. Or here, this area, instead of reigning in life, oh God, expect us just wait for Jesus to come and then just barely get by. No, friend, reign in life means reign in life. Not under, in life. What does the king do? He reigns. That's why when you speak, there's power. And it happens much more those who receive abundance of grace. These twins, all right? Abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And that's why I preach on these two so much. Why? I want you to reign in life. And so you will in the name of the Lord Jesus. But always remember, it's because of what Jesus has done. And all the people said, Amen. Amen.